The Morgan Report with David Morgan. Discover how to build and protect your wealth at themorganreport.com.
David Morgan of themorganreport.com. For the week ending 17 May 2024, except it's not week ending, it's live. It's about a little after 9 a.m. Pacific on Friday. Silver is going over 30 in the spot market. And I thought I'd do a little bit of talking about what I see in this market currently. So this is a weekly chart going back to like 2005. You can see the big move from about the $5 level all the way up to here. And then, of course, we had the big sell-off during the financial crisis. It got down to about 9. And then from there, it went all the way up to about 50. But I want to point out is that we were above 30 from approximately January 2011 to about the end of 2013 for almost 2 years. Yes, there's this dip here that might be 6 months, and this dip here might have been a month. So you can factor that into your thinking. But this red line is at the $30 level. So you can see that for, we'll say, a year and a half, silver traded above 30. So during 2011 to 2012, 2012 to 2013, industry was buying silver as required at that level. And, you know, they had no qualms about doing it. I mean, the price of silver really is inelastic on the demand side for most of industry because the end product is so small in price for silver versus the total product. A refrigerator to cost a few thousand, and there's 20 bucks in silver, and there's not even that much, maybe $2. So if it goes up tenfold, it's 20 bucks. I mean, and that's the case in many, many cases of how silver is used. And of course, as many have pointed out, the solar industry has really gone bonkers the last few years and is projected to do so over the coming years. So we have this massive cup and this handle coming pretty much down to the right, which is what you want. The breakout point of the cup, of course, is up here, which we're just doing now. So once we get to 30 and stay there and it becomes support rather than resistance, then the upside, of course, is rather significant. It can move quite quickly. And I want to point out a couple things going forward. First of all, this bottom chart is useful if you know what you're looking at. And this is silver versus the CRB, the Commodity Research Bureau. So it's looking at silver in terms of all commodities or a basket of commodities. And this is how Professor Jastrom looked at gold in the Golden Constant, and also looked at it in silver, the restless metal. So he didn't compare gold and silver in fiat terms. He looked at it as a basket of commodities. So you can see back before 2005 that silver was really undervalued compared to a basket of commodities. And the trend is up. You see this green line that I've drawn. So over the years, it continues to go higher and higher. What we see here back in 2020 was when the illness started, you got a big jump up in silver relative to other commodities. And why? It's really the money of last resort. Not too many people believe that unless they study the silver market from both a industrial and monetary perspective. But these charts don't lie. That's what it said. And then it dropped way, way off after, you could say, political pressure. Things, good times are here again. There's no need to have any, you know, hedge position or monetary metal in your portfolio or whatever. So anyway, it crashed down. Now it's starting up again. And again, we're seeing higher lows, and this trend, I think, will take this high out at some point. And you see silver and gold relative to a basket of commodities kind of be at the king position, the utmost highs. And just one or two more comments on this chart, and that is looking at the recent 20 years. And you get to this high near 50 back at the end of April, early May of 2011. You see that price, but you also see based on a basket of commodities, we were here. back in the illness situation when we were here. So this is really the best way to measure the purchasing power, the value of silver. It's not in fiat terms, which of course 50 is much higher than the near 30 level here, but how much does it buy you? And you can see from the chart, the lower chart here, that on a value basis of buying real things, not putting it in a bank account, it actually was superior back in the from the March timeframe on up to where it peaked and then started falling off. And this is really the best way to get a handle on when, you know, silver is overvalued. Is it overvalued in terms of paper? Well, that's hard to say. Is it overvalued in terms of commodities? Well, again, you can take a look and have a pretty good idea. And now I'd like to just continue with our Twitter account, which is at SilverGuru22. These are some posts from yesterday, but if you aren't aware of this, you should be. And that is, the entire banking system in Cuba collapses, citizens left penniless and desperate. And this is from Citizens Watch Report. Another report here from Phoenix Reloaded, which is on Twitter, retweeted by me. The financial banking system in Cuba has completely collapsed. Cubans woke to learn their bank accounts have been emptied. There is no cash at ATMs. Last one here, bank collapse, and then comes what? Universal basic income. Long lines form and frustration grows as Cubans run short of cash. Michael Burry from The Big Short, of course, is piling into physical gold. And I jokingly said he's not going to get a Cuba pulled on him. A lot of these posts are from today, looking at the Oriental Ghost. And thank you, Bay. The posts are most useful to all of us. And he's reporting here that the Shanghai Gold Exchange and the Futures Exchange has new highs in silver since the opening in 2012, and new lows in the vaults at the SFE, lowest since 2020, I should say. So it's reacting to supply and demand. I put a because it doesn't always do that. And then a few more posts on the silver market. And I put one in here from Tavi. I don't know if we've got it here again, about a triple top. Pause here for a minute. You know, something that I coined years ago with Financial Sense News Hour, Jim Poplava, silver will wear you out or scare you out. A lot of silver investors over the last few years and years past as well that bought in probably at these levels. Retail is actually not buying right now. And there's a lot of sell back, actually. The wholesale market is pretty loaded with silver. But yet, we continue to see the price go up. And of course, that's due to the big buyers, which is basically industrial supply, industrial need. India, which, as we put in the Morgan Report a month ago, about the solar farm going in India that's going to be 5 times the size of Paris. Think about that. That's pretty significant. That article was written by Ted Butler, not the Ted Butler that you're all familiar with, but the Ted Butler that's working with me on the Morgan Report, who, by the way, wrote the silver section in the In Gold We Trust report, which I put here on the Twitter feed. And this is for free. Ronnie Sofale and company do a great work for everybody involved. And again, the silver part was written by Ted, that's working with me and has been for over a year. So you might want to download that and have a look. And finally, I'll close out here. This is our main page, themorganreport.com. And you can explore the latest on this website, of course. I would draw your attention to the About tab. And there's a bio here. But what's important for new people or those that are seasoned would be this film, The Four Horsemen. Yes, it's over a decade old, but I got over 200 people that followed me on Twitter today. So obviously there are people that have been lurking about the silver market or whatever, and I'm much bigger than just the silver market, but the economic situation or the currency collapse. And again, the dollar will never go to zero. It's not going to go to absolute worthlessness, but It has lost 98 cents out of 100 since 1913. So you could argue, in the grand scheme of things, since the Fed took over the as a central bank, a private banking cartel, basically, that is quasi-government at this point. But regardless, that dollar that was valued in 1913 is 2 cents today by their own admission. So in a way, it has failed in that time frame. Regardless, the Four Horsemen film is good for a review of where we're at, and there are some solutions. Of course, my film documentary is coming along nicely, and that's at silversunrise.tv. You can look at some of the trailers there. We're adding to them, and we'll be doing a progress report. If you go over to silversunrise.tv, you can sign up for our free mailing list there, which is nothing more than commenting if you wish, but basically to get a progress report on the documentary as we make progress. We're shooting to get it done this year, really by late summer. The producer's pushing pretty hard. He's already got a few interviews done. We're doing one with a well-regarded woman that's an outside-of-the-box thinker in the community, and should be interviewing her probably next week. So I'll leave it there. This is David Morgan of themorganreport.com signing out. I'll be back with you next week with another weekly perspective. Hello, it's David Morgan again. The financial landscape has drastically shifted since the pandemic. The old rules, they no longer apply. Inflation is spiraling and traditional investment paths aren't making you wealthy. You're watching your wealth diminish. But here's the good news. You don't have to be a passive spectator to your own financial decline. We're thrilled to announce an exclusive limited time offer at the Morgan Report. For those who join us now as premium or mastermind members, you'll receive a complimentary 30-minute consultation with me. With decades of experience, I can help you navigate even the toughest economic climates. This is your chance to get personalized advice tailored just for you. But act fast, this offer won't last long. Whether you're looking to refine your current financial strategy or start fresh, this consultation could be the turning point. Imagine having direct access to insights that could safeguard and grow your investments during these volatile times. Signing up is easy. Just head over to themorganreport.com. As a member, not only will you get this exclusive consultation, but you'll also gain immediate access to the Morgan Report Opportunities, a resource where we share our top investment recommendations and strategies. Don't just take our word for it. New members can try us out for 30 days. If you find the consultation and advisory newsletter isn't for you, we'll refund your money. Remember, this offer is only available for a limited time. Don't miss your chance to get ahead in this uncertain economic climate. Join as a premium or mastermind member today and start your journey toward a more secure financial future. Thanks for watching. If you have any questions about the offer or your investment strategy, leave us a message. Until next time, stay smart, stay safe, and keep building your wealth.